In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, that my words were written, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Words engraved in a rock with an iron pen forever. I know my Redeemer lives. He will stand. I shall see God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Breathe it in, dear saints. It's the Easter air. And the Easter air breathes in the Christian words of confidence. And oh, is this confidence needed? Because you live a life full of uncertainty. You live a life in a dangerous world, real dangers out there, true dangers out there. And you also live in your flesh. And that flesh tends to magnify the dangers and downplay the promises of God. You not only live in a world with true dangers, you also live with your own insecurities, your fault, your weaknesses, your doubt. So, when Easter comes around and there is this wonderful feeling of confidence, God be praised, you need it. You need it. You need it to energize you, to get you through a little bit more. But dear saints, Easter is much more than making you feel confident. Nearly every time I clean my car, I feel confident I'm going to keep it clean. Don't go look at my car. Nearly every spring cleaning ends with you saying, I will never let the house get this dirty again. Invite me over to your house. Nearly every job you start starts out with you swearing that you can stand up to the obstacles, stand up to the hardships, be a hard and dedicated worker. Nearly every newborn that has been brought home in a Christian home has been promised, and with confidence, that that child will be brought up where prayers and the word of God are heard, where forgiveness reigns and the fear of the Lord is taught. No pastor that I never know has not had a parent come in right before the baby's baptism and said, Pastor, after the baby is baptized, I promise I will be in church every single week. And how many sins have you committed? How many sins bother you? How many pet sins that after you have done them, you will say, I will never do that again. That is the last time I get that angry. That is the last time I ignore my God-given duty as a parent, as a Christian, as a friend. That is the last time I seek revenge. But here's the thing. Promises are really, really, really easy to make. Even when you feel confident. Promises are made when you're feeling good, but promises are also made when you're feeling bad because you're guilty and you think you can make it up by saying the promise, by saying, I won't ever do that again. Promises are really easily made, but they are very difficult to keep. You have to keep going back to work. You have to keep facing the obstacles. You have to keep fighting against your flesh. Keeping the word of God and church as a priority in your family takes a fight. And it takes a fight not only against your laziness, it takes a fight against the devil. And he's really strong, much stronger than you. Here's the thing, dear saints. You're not bored with the Word of God because God is boring. You're bored with the Word of God because you are boring. And this is what I mean by that. You're a sinner. And you, by nature, are not interested in the things that God tells you you should be interested in. God is not the problem. You are. God is much more interesting than TV, Facebook, and college basketball combined. God is much more interesting than whatever you think is interesting. Life happens. And that's why it is so hard to keep the promises. People are mean. Temptation is tough. And you are very, very weak. So breathe in the Easter air. You feel confident? God be praised. Really, Jesus is risen from the dead. You should feel confident. But what about tonight and tomorrow and next Thursday? The Gospel of Mark has traditionally been the reading for Easter Sunday, has for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it leaves off with like a cliffhanger. The women come, they see a young man sitting there. It's an angel, by the way. And it's this picture of a young man of what you're going to be like in the resurrection. Young, beautiful, perfect. That if I see you in the resurrection and I don't recognize you, it's because you look so darn good. That young man sitting and say, you seek Jesus of Nazareth? He's not dead, he's risen. And the women leave with fear. And they don't tell anyone. They're scared, they're frightened, they're nervous. They have no idea what it means. Now, eventually, their fear gives way to joy. And that's the life of the Christian. Full of fear, but know for certain that your fear will finally give way to joy. It sometimes does. You do sometimes get a foretaste of that right now. But it will eventually happen. Fear gives way to joy. And for them, they tell everyone. They tell Peter. They tell Peter and all the disciples, just like Jesus had said. Now, the Lord had been placed in a tomb, and he had been wrapped in a burial cloth because Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus had come. They had taken some courage to go get Jesus, but they did it in secret. They were scared. Nicodemus had come to Jesus at night previously because he was really interested in Jesus but didn't want anyone to know. Because following Jesus sometimes has public consequences. Nicodemus was not ready to take those public consequences. They took some courage, but they were scared. Peter felt really confident and said, Lord, I will never deny you. Peter promised, but Peter did not keep his promise. All the disciples said, neither will I, Lord. All the disciples said, neither will I. They promised, but they could not keep their promises. These dear saints, God be praised, they are your fathers and mothers in the faith. They are your brothers and sisters. They are ones for whom Jesus has died for. They're better than you are. If you were to compare how they treated their enemies, their money, their brothers, their bodies, how they spoke and how they acted with how you do those things, you would be no match. But yet they were very, very imperfect saints as well. Full of fear, full of insecurities, and full of doubt. But the gospel that saved them is the gospel that saves you. God is not angry at you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. God holds no grudge against you. The devil has lost. He will not win. The grave is defeated and gives up its dead. Jesus will not lose. Fear will eventually give way to joy. Jesus has won a place for them, and he has won a place for you at his Father's side. He makes No mistakes. He knows you don't keep your promises. You don't have to be strong. He is strong for you. You don't have to be brave. He has already won the fight. You don't have to be good. He has declared you righteous. They meant it for evil. He meant it for good. He comes out of the grave just as he promised. Even if not one of his followers believed that promises, he keeps his promises. He brings peace. He is risen and he comes seeking you, full of your fear, full of your insecurities, full of your broken promises. He comes for you, bringing peace and salvation and joy, and he'll do it again. Dear saints, this world is passing away. One of the great themes of the Easter season is don't seek life among the dead things. Quit seeking the living among the dead. Quit seeking the living. Quit seeking life and security and peace among the drugs and the alcohol and the sex and the money and the politicians and the entertainers and the video games. They will not provide it for you. Life will happen. Feel confident, but know that your feelings are unsure. Life will happen. You are afraid of what might happen next. But dear saints, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape so that you can endure it. So today and always, hear those confident words, because they don't have confidence in you. They have confidence in the one who will not fail. Hear those confidence words, words engraved with an iron pin, words like forever. I know my Redeemer lives. He will stand. I shall see God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Breathe in the Easter air, taste the Easter food, and keep coming back for more, because life will keep happening until your confidence is met with sure and certain sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.